step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here and you can shop it right from your couch. It's Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, score amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals. And get it all with fast and free shipping on everything. Yep, even the big stuff. Right to your door. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer. And did we mention they only last 5 days? So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the season before it fizzles out. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale now through July 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Not all monsters are under the bed. Some are sleeping next to you. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Karen Reed getting ready for another trial. Supposedly it'll be happening January 27th or 25. Doubtful. Probably more like April. That's when they're trying to push it to. As of our recording, the judge has yet to make a decision. Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. Here we are getting close to the new year, the new start of the trial, a trial that we all hoped would end last year, but obviously did not. And there's a lot of motions being fought over, phone records being one of them. The parents' phone records said prosecutors want them in there, saying, hey, we need to see who she was communicating with and for how long, which you can already really see from Karen Reed's phone records. Do we need to dig more into the parents to get more people involved here?
I don't think on that side. So let's remember when this reached its conclusion on the first trial and there was a mistrial and we're like, we're going to be back here again. And you and I said, what new things are going to hear in a new trial? So I'm asking myself that. On the Karen Reed side, I don't think anything. You know, I think the text messages we saw and heard and you know, kind of gave a portrayal of her, which is not the best, but nothing that kind of was shocking because, again, unhealthy people and healthy relationships, you know, there's a little bit of crazy everywhere. But I think the things that have happened between that trial and now is on the police department side. Mm-hmm. I think the credibility of that, of those officers in that department has gone even further down the tank. And so I think that's really the only new thing that's going to be here, if they're able to bring it to light, is that the credibility of that entire department is in question. And so that leans on the side of her, I would think.
How do you get a jury? I mean, we already saw what happened round one. It's going to be the same stuff again. We're going to hear the same nightmare of Proctor. We're going to hear all the mishandling of things, and the jury's going to be left to wonder what the hell's going on there. And we know more about the misdeeds of everybody as well. It's even stronger than it was. People have been charged since the last trial because of what they testified to. Yeah. I mean, if you have the whole investigation, the people that are charged with bringing this investigation to light, putting the facts together, and none of them seem to be all that credible, how do we even do this thing?
I think it's really going to come, again, my conjecture on this, not having done a lot of courtroom time, is going to come down to that courtroom. How are they presenting themselves in that courtroom? I don't think, if they do it exactly the same way, it's going to be exactly the same outcome. If Karen shows a more humble, contrite, I've learned a lot of things along this road. She shows growth in a good demeanor in that courtroom. Because remember, the jury is looking at everyone. And if they're going to, if all things being equal, the evidence is going to be the same, everything's going to be the same, what's the jury left to do is they're going to be assessing the individuals themselves for their own opinions. Mm-hmm. And it's really going to come down to how she presents herself and how the defense presents her in that courtroom, as opposed to the police department. Well, because that's what I would be doing.
In the first trial, she presented herself, as very flippant, very much, I didn't do this, not a... And if you didn't do it, you probably shouldn't have a lot of remorse, but you should seemingly, I think, have some empathy for the family of these people and the torture that they're going through with your supporters, quote unquote. And we never saw any of that. We never saw anything of like, hey, you know, I believe I didn't do it either, but let's tone this down. Let's not go after these families and ruin their lives. And I get it, the distrust of the police. In some cases, I can see where people are, when officers are being called out, where it's justified. But then you have just like wives and children and family members that are all caught in the crosshairs and dealing with this as well. And we didn't see any empathy from her to those individuals as well. Seemed to play well. That does seem to play well these days, kind of this over-the-top, stoic, superhuman type character. Should she play it again? Should there be a little empathy there? Or does that make her weak?
No, I don't think so. I think that the greatest, in my opinion, one of the greatest things that hurt her were the text messages.
Yeah.
She seemed like a crazy woman.
Mm-hmm.
And so people started swinging their opinion away from her when those text messages came to light. I would, if I was advising it, and if this was me, I would be the opposite of that. I would want the jury to say, after seeing those text messages and looking at her in the courtroom for how many weeks is it going to go, I don't get it. That's not who I see here today. Mm-hmm. That's what you want. You want the portrayal of not that. You want that empathetic portrayal. You want someone who is unbelievable that they could have done this in such a malicious, hateful way that they're portraying her as. In other words, don't be the caricature that they're painting you as in that courtroom, because all the evidence is going to be the same. And so I'm just going on the emotions of the jury at this point.
Yeah, it's probably going to hinge on that at the end of the day, because of everything else, it's the same. You know, did she say I did it, or did she say I did it? It's all the same stuff, and we're never really going to know. It's all conjecture, and the only person who truly does know is Karen Reed, and maybe she doesn't even know quite honestly.
I don't think she knows. I remember they were all drunk as hell.
Yeah,
and none of them have accurate memories. More time has even passed. More things in the media have now implanted themselves in their memories, so you have a lot of false memories, even being more exaggerated, in my opinion. And so it's all going to come right back down to the same thing. The really, really bad evidence they have. The data points are just so all over the place. So it's going to come down to, I think, reputation. It's going to come down to her reputation versus that police department's reputation. Right now, she's edging on the win for that because that police department's one's going down. And if she does, she can't be dating her defense attorney. She cannot be doing stupid things in the media. You know, she's got to not be the caricature that's in those text messages if she wants to do better.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Let's be honest.
Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.